Welcome to Mayor Ray Baker Reports, a weekly program that delivers informative community topics. Today's program sponsored by MediSave Home Care Pharmacies in Fort Smith and Charleston.
What is MediSave all about? First and foremost, MediSave is about caring. Caring for you, your family, and your health. Caring about you in the hard health times and how to make these times easier. Caring about your medication, their proper use, timing, and answering your questions and counseling you along the way. Caring enough to be there for you. What is MediSave all about? MediSave is for real, for sure, for you.
Good morning, citizens. The recent decision by the Board of Directors to allow the Housing Authority to move forward on building houses on Williams Lane caused a lot of frustration on the part of citizens who lived in this area. The majority opposed the building of houses in the area, yet the vote gave permission to build the houses. This brings up the question, what is the role of elected representatives in government? Do they vote the will of the citizens they represent, or do they vote what they think is best? The whole basis of our government is based on we the people. It is the people's government. It is the people's city. Representatives serve the will of the people. Yet sometimes we tend to forget this when votes are taken. This is one of the big problems in our government. Today, our elected national representatives don't always truly represent their constituents and vote for special interest groups, thus not listening to the will of the majority. It's important to always remember that government belongs to the people. I am very concerned to read that there are problems with hunger in our state and community. Many people are in need of food and help. In a land of such great abundance, no one should go hungry and be in need of food. I hope that you will help organizations like the Community Service Clearinghouse and the food banks in our city. Even small help makes a difference in the lives of those in need. We are going through very difficult times in our nation. We all need to be there to be of help to others. But I believe that a brighter day is coming. As you move about Fort Smith, you see a lot of construction going on. Street work, sewer improvements, drainage problems all being addressed. This is all being made possible with the help of the 1 cent sales tax pledged to these projects. While things in town are torn up for now, eventually all will be put back in place and we'll be very proud of the results. Well, today the post office will raise the price of their stamps. It will now cost you 2 cents more to mail a letter first class. The post office claims that there are billions of dollars in debt and need additional revenue. Well, several things are going to happen. First of all, the post office needs a complete reorganization and reform. There are too many administrative positions at the top levels, plus too many rules and regulations. They need to serve the needs of their customers. Making citizens wait line at the post office, sometimes 30 minutes or more, while only one or two windows are open to serve the public is wrong. Postal officials need to know their routes and get letter to the proper addresses. I might say that I get letter after letter back stamped, not being able to deliver and no such address. While the people have lived in these houses 30, 40, or even 50 years, it's most frustrating. Recently, I mailed a letter. 2 weeks later, it came back. It had been to Texas, yet the zip code was Fort Smith. I'm told it's the machines that are causing this problem. Well, I contend that we got better service when we had a personal touch and was given to the sorting and delivery of mail, for the postmen and women of earlier years knew their routes and who lived along these routes, and mail was not sent back because you didn't have an apartment number or a particular duplex number was not given. The postal system is a great institution, but it needs to correct many of their problems. And because of the problems, they're going to continue to have problems. The idea of sending weekend mail to Fayetteville and then trucking it back to Fort Smith is ridiculous. Why should we do that? Stamping the letter with a Northwest Arkansas stamp. Fort Smith has the same postal facilities here as in Fayetteville. The mail needs to stay here and be processed. The postal increase will go into effect today. Many will complain, but unless we let our elected officials know our frustrations, nothing will ever be corrected. In the times in which we live, we cannot be apathetic. We must make our views and thoughts known. I continue to push for a study of speed zones about the city. They need to be thoroughly reviewed and in some cases corrected. We need a traffic planner who will find ways to move traffic about the community. When we built the Phoenix Extension, the plans were to move traffic quickly from east to west, west to east, taking traffic off of Rogers Avenue. This didn't last long, for now we have stoplights at practically every intersection, thus slowing down the traffic that was supposed to move rapidly. Well, please let me know your views and thoughts on matters before our city. I want you to have a good day and week, and I want you to remember that let us all continue to work together as we work each day to help make life worth living in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Good morning.
Thanks for sharing time with Mayor Ray. Today's program sponsored by MediSave Home Care Pharmacies.